I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
110-104 Miami over the Los Angeles Lakers. Close game. Good battle for the Lake Show. A lot of positives I think you could take away from this game, but not enough against Miami. KCP led the Lakers with 28 points. Andre Drummond, 15 points, 12 rebounds in his first full game as a Laker. Dennis Schroeder, you can talk about his 14 assists. Great to see Wesley Matthews hitting some of his threes. Between Wesley Matthews and KCP, 9 3-pointers right there. So that's what you're going to need from those two guys. Lakers obviously incredibly shorthanded. No THT, no Kuzma, LeBron, Anthony Davis, Jared Dudley. Go down the list. Ton of players don't go for the Lakers. Caruso left in the second quarter, came back. But, you know, hopefully he's all good. But I do want to start off this post-game show, and I appreciate you guys all tuning in. Andre Drummond is addressing the media as we speak. 15 points, 12 rebounds for him. His first full game for the Lakers, ended up playing 27 minutes. Here's Andre Drummond.
Hey, Andre, I want to start just with how the toe felt in your first action since the injury.
So how it felt?
Yeah, how the toe feel?
Felt good. Felt good. A little sore, but nothing that's going to hold me back.
A lot of lineups that, of course, haven't been used this season with multiple guys out, Andre, and you coming back, McLemore being put in. What was it that you guys were trying to put together to find ways to score with all of these new players out there?
Yeah, we just try to put the best spot we can out there to, you know, make something happen. You know, we're shorthanded right now. So the guys that played did a hell of a job to help us at least be in the fight for the game. I thought it was a great game overall for us for, you know, not having some of our main guys.
Did you like the competitiveness on the defensive end, especially? And I wondered what you noticed from that being in for the full four quarters and how that kind of was conveyed by the coaching staff, what they were trying to get there.
Yeah, you know, our defense it held up. You know, we beat ourselves. We turned the ball over a lot down the stretch of the game. And that's what really affected us throughout the, you know, rest of that fourth and the end of that third. So we just got to find ways to, you know, not turn it over and not beat ourselves.
Kyle.
Hey, Andre. Just wondering, after that initial experience, what communication-wise do you feel like sort of sticks out to you as where you're still trying to feel your role and your relationship with the other guys at?
Yeah, this being my first real game I played, it felt good being out there. I'm still trying to figure the guys out. You know, I caught myself running into people every now and again, trying to, you know, make the right play to get people open. But, you know, the first game's out the way. I got some film to watch to, you know, see where guys like to be on the floor. And I think it's going to be fun. I think we're going to be fine. Just getting guys back healthy, and we'll be fine.
Dave.
Andre, obviously you have relationships going back with LeBron and AD in different capacities for years. But did it mean anything to you to – I think LeBron shared it, a photo of all three of you sitting together out of bounds the last game, suggesting that, like, you know, kind of you guys are already a team together when they've already won a championship together. You guys haven't even played a game yet, and he's kind of putting you on that that grouping with those two.
Yeah, it's definitely a good feeling to have that respect from those guys and from the whole team. Just the love of receiving being here is been incredible. So it's a lot of fun for me to be here. I'm having a great time and learning, and, you know, what a better place to be.
And just a random follow-up, what's the explanation number two? Why do you wear number two?
Anthony Davis wears number three and Kuzma has zero. So those are my two favorite numbers. So pick the middle.
Got it.
All right, Bill.
Hey, Andre, was that the KCP that you know from the Detroit days? And what did you make of his game tonight? And what's he need to do to, you know, kind of capture that and bring that night in and night out?
You know, having that relationship with KCP and seeing how he is now from where he was when he got drafted in Detroit is night and day. Defensively, he's still an incredible defender. Shooting-wise, he's gotten so much better. And just his confidence off the dribble has been, you know, incredible for us. So tonight was a great game for him. Just sucks that we didn't win the game.
Okay, last three here. Dan?
Hey, Andrea. You guys are in this really unique situation where, like, you're dealing, obviously, with a night where you're trying to win a game, but obviously you know the projection and you know the two guys you have sitting over on the bench. How much is that in your mind on just kind of a daily basis that, like, where this team is going to be is going to be so different than where it is right now on a nightly basis?
You know, I just have to control what we can control. Those guys are out right now. I got to work with the guys that we have here, and they're more than capable of helping us get wins. Those guys are doing whatever they can to get back as fast as possible. But the guys that are playing to the best of their ability and playing incredible. So they're doing a great job of holding them down.
All right, that's Andre Drummond right there for the Lakers. Ended up with 15 points and 12 rebounds. I want to hit on something. Andre was actually talking about it right there towards the end. When we come back, let's spend a little time on this. What is this Lakers team going to look like when they're actually healthy? How much talent is on this team? We'll do all that coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Adebayo's got it, driving, cut off by KCP, stolen by Caruso. He gets it ahead to Caldwell Pope, all the way to the other end, throw it up and in. Big steal, big finish by KCP. He's up to 22, and the Lakers once again trail by just four.
The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit savewithadrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance, more options, no contracts, just savings. Lakers lose 110-104, so 32-20 now on the season for the Lake Show. You know, I'm read off a couple tweets here. There are a few different Laker fans, and I know where most of this is going to be leaning towards Lakers turnovers. Murph Corleone on Twitter, tonight would have been a really nice win, but the same mistakes they've made all year, turnovers and poor shooting did them in. Alex Trin, as long as the Clippers and Nuggets play in the first round playoffs, Lakers will play Suns or Jazz, being the seventh AC. That's all that matters now. I'm just going to say this. For an NBA standings perspective, it's tough to actually watch the NBA standings or to pay attention to it. And I always do it. I mean, every time I do the shows. I did Lakers talk last night. Michael and I talked about on the pregame show. You're always keeping track of where the Lakers are in the standings. But the reality is, it's just not something they can control. So because they can't control it, that's obviously been one of the issues for the Lakers, is you just can't worry about the where you are come playoff time just because you have no control over that. All right, let's take a listen to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel talking about the Lakers' 110-104 loss to the Miami Heat.
Hey, Frank, just considering all of the lineups and guys out and such, what was your analysis of the defensive intensity and I guess the mix in with the turnovers that could have had to do with that first thing?
Yeah, very, very proud of the effort and fight and belief that we had in one another, that we could beat this team. You know, team that was in the finals in their building, and our guys competed their tails off, but didn't play well enough. You know, we fouled too much and we turned the basketball over entirely too much. And those are the two, the number one and number two way of being yourself. And, you know, they're controllable, and we just have to be better in those two areas.
You mentioned a couple of days ago that you had spoken to KCP. I think it was before the Sacramento game, about being aggressive. Seemed like you got that tonight. Frank, is that something that you think, even, you know, LeBron, AD, as they return, that you can get him and try to keep him in that rhythm like that?
Sure. We definitely need it during this stretch. And, you know, he's answering the bell. You know, I'm asking him to be super aggressive, looking to score. I actually literally asked him to score 25 tonight. And until that last three, he had exactly 25 points. And, you know, ended up with 28. So, you know, we want him being that aggressive. And again, this could be one of those silver lining things where You know, we get more out of him offensively when those guys come back, you know, when he gets this kind of rhythm.
And then your analysis of Drummond's first full action and what you saw on both ends.
Yeah, Drummond was great. You know, he competed, he does what he does, you know, 15 and 12 in 26 minutes, four offensive boards, and great screener, active hands defensively. You know, obviously, you know, it's game one. There's a lot to learn still within our system and, you know, on both sides of the ball, learning his teammates. But, you know, a good sort of first game, I guess it's, you know, I guess it's technically second game, but first full game.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, Frank, is there going to be anything you can do, you know, practice-wise, shoot-around-wise, between now and the Nets game to help those guys, you know, Andre and Ben acclimate, or is it just sort of, hey, here's the film, we'll go over this, we'll go over that, and it's up to you guys?
Yeah, it's mostly going to be on film. You know, it's going to be difficult to get court time between now and the, you know, really the rest of this trip, you know, so you know, but our coaching staff does a great job, you know, moving the needle, getting guys more comfortable, understanding what we're trying to ask of them with the film sessions, and you know, that'll be the case here.
Dave?
Greg, what do you make of Dennis's night tonight? He struggled shooting the ball, distributed a bunch, but also had some turnovers. Like, what did you see out of him tonight?
Yeah, just a great effort. You know, he was playing his tail off, you know, competing at a super high level. You know, and I think he's leading our team with the mindset, you know, I mentioned this about Kuz last week, but the mindset of playing to create for others. You know, and you know, 14 assists, easily could have had, you know, 20 points and 14 assists. He had 10 because he missed a couple layups. He missed a couple of good look threes, shots he normally makes. But, you know, he just competed his tail off. And we had that stretch turn in the first half. I don't know if it was reported, but, you know, Alex was pulled in the first half, you know, for a sore knee that they were evaluating. He's fine. But, you know, we had to play Dennis almost the whole first half. You know, and you know, he gave us everything he had.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. 110-104, the final score. I think. Listen, I already knew this. I already know Lakers have obviously an unbelievable team, but they got to be healthy. But I think a game like today or tonight just kind of also shows if Andre Drummond does what he does and some of these other Lakers role players continue to play with some confidence, how good is this freaking team going to be for that playoff run? How good are the Lakers going to be that? They got 13 guys they can go to. Add Alphonso McKinney, who every time I've seen him play, I'm like, hey, that guy's not that bad. That's 14 players that can get legitimate playing time at any point during the playoffs. But until everybody comes back, obviously, this will be a struggle. Lakers lose 110-104, the final score. We'll continue to talk about this Lakers Heat game. Plus, we'll start to preview Lakers and the Nets coming up on Saturday. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Adebayo's got it, driving, cut off by KCP, stolen by Caruso. He gets it ahead to Caldwell Pope, all the way to the other end, throw it up and in. Big steal, big finish by KCP. He's up to 22, and the Lakers once again trail by just four.
The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit SaveWithAdrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance, more options, no contracts, just savings. Lakers lose 110-104, so 32-20 now on the season for the Lake Show. You know, I'm read off a couple tweets here. There are a few different Laker fans, and I know where most of this is going to be leaning towards Lakers turnovers. Murph Corleone on Twitter: tonight would have been a really nice win, but the same mistakes they've made all year, turnovers and poor shooting, did them in. Alex Trin: as long as the Clippers and Nuggets play in the first round playoffs, Lakers will play Suns or Jazz, being the seventh AC. That's all that matters now. I'm just going to say this. For an NBA standings perspective, it's tough to actually watch the NBA standings or to pay attention to it. And I always do it. I mean, every time I do the shows, I did Lakers talk last night. Michael and I talked about it on the pregame show. You're always keeping track of where the Lakers are in the standings. But the reality is, it's just not something they can control. So because they can't control it, that's obviously been one of the issues for the Lakers, is you just can't worry about the where you are come playoff time, just because you have no control over that. All right, let's take a listen to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel talking about the Lakers' 110-104 loss to the Miami Heat.
Hey, Frank, just considering all of the lineups and guys out and such, what was your analysis of the defensive intensity and I guess the mix in with the turnovers that could have had to do with that first thing?
Yeah, very, very proud of the effort and fight and belief that we had in one another, that we could beat this team. You know, team that was in the finals in their building. And our guys competed their tails off, but didn't play well enough. You know, we fouled too much, and we turned the basketball over entirely too much. And those are the two, the number one and number two way of being yourself. And, you know, they're controllable, and we just have to be better in those two areas.
You mentioned a couple of days ago that you had spoken to KCP. I think it was before the Sacramento game, about being aggressive. Seemed like you got that tonight. Frank, is that something that you think, even, you know, LeBron, AD, as they return, that you can get him and try to keep him in that rhythm like that?
Sure. We definitely need it during this stretch. And, you know, he's answering the bell. You know, I'm asking him to be super aggressive, looking to score. I actually literally asked him to score 25 tonight. And until that last three, he had exactly 25 points. And, you know, ended up with 28. So, you know, we want him to be that aggressive. And, you know, again, this could be one of those silver lining things where, you know, we get more out of him offensively when those guys come back, you know, when he gets this kind of rhythm.
And then your analysis of Drummond's first full action and what you saw on both ends?
Yeah, Drummond was great. You know, he competed. He does what he does, you know, 15 and 12 in 26 minutes. Four offensive boards, and great screener, active hands defensively. You know, obviously, you know, it's game one. There's a lot to learn still within our system, and, you know, on both sides of the ball, learning his teammates. But, you know, a good sort of first game, I guess it's, you know, it's technically second game, but first full game.
Kyle?
Hey, Frank. Is there going to be anything you can do, you know, practice wise, shoot around wise, between now and the Nets game to help those guys, you know, Andre and Ben, acclimate, or is it just sort of, hey, here's the film, we'll go over this, we'll go over that, and it's up to you guys?
Yeah, it's mostly going to be on film. You know, it's going to be difficult to get court time between now and the, you know, really the rest of this trip, you know. So yeah, but our coaching staff does a great job, you know, moving the needle, getting guys more comfortable, understanding what we're trying to ask of them with the film sessions. And you know, that'll be the case here.
Dave?
Greg, what do you make of Dennis's night tonight? He struggled shooting the ball, distributed a bunch, but also had some turnovers. So what did you see out of him tonight?
Yeah, just a great effort. You know, he was playing his tail off, you know, competing at a super high level, you know, and I think he's leading our team with the mindset, you know, I mentioned this about Kuz last week, but the mindset of playing to create for others, you know, and you know, 14 assists, easily could have had, you know, 20 points and 14 assists. He had 10 because he missed a couple layups, he missed a couple of good look threes, shots he normally makes, but, you know, he just computer's tail off, and we had a stretch turn in the first half. I don't know if it was reported, but, you know, Alex was pulled in the first half, you know, for a sore knee that they were evaluating. He's fine. But, you know, we had to play Dennis almost the whole first half, you know, and you know, he gave us everything he had.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. 110-104, the final score. I already knew this. I already know Lakers have obviously an unbelievable team, but they got to be healthy. But I think a game like today or tonight just kind of also shows if Andre Drummond does what he does and some of these other Lakers role players continue to play with some confidence, how good is this freaking team going to be for that playoff run? How good are the Lakers going to be that? They got 13 guys they can go to. Add Alphonso McKinney, who every time I've seen him play, I'm like, hey, that guy's not that bad. That's 14 players that can get legitimate playing time at any point during the playoffs. But until everybody comes back, obviously this will be a struggle. Lakers lose 110-104, the final score. We'll continue to talk about this Lakers Heat game. Plus, we'll start to preview Lakers and the Nets coming up on Saturday. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.